Welcome.
Hi. Welcome back to Permission to Enter.
Did you just forget what our podcast was called?
Well, I was going to say something else. And I was like, I should probably say the name of our podcast.
You guys, welcome to spring.
Welcome to spring. It's sprung.
This is Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year. If you don't know what
we're
talking about.
We're going to get into that.
Yeah.
It's coming.
But anyway.
Okay. So if you guys don't know, my name's Tiffany. I am one of the co-hosts here at Permission to Enter. And I am a maniac. I just realized I didn't even know what I was for a second. So there you go.
Yeah, a maniac. You're a mom. You're an entrepreneur. You're a bad bitch. You're my big sister and also my wife in a not a weird way. You're a lot of things, Tiffany.
Okay, yeah. So moving on.
Anyway, I'm Elsie, Lauren, Low, whatever you feel like calling me. Just don't call me anything mean. But yeah, so I'm the other.
Oh, Bootylicious co-host. Cinderella. Hello. How come?
Oh, I thought it was Snow White.
Dang. Snow White. God.
Cinderella.
I'm off
she
my
is
game.
A maniac.
You take 2 weeks off of recording.
I know. You forget how it's done.
Spring break, and the words just don't come out.
Oh my God, we did have a spring break. We did. Yeah. But
we had a season intermission. So we came up with the concept of having seasons back, actually, kind of when we started podcasting. We thought it'd be cool to have like themed seasons. So right now, you are entering season 2, episode 1. So welcome to the first episode of
Permission to Enter. Spring has sprung edition.
Okay, so a lot has happened since the season finale of season 1.
Which was like 2 weeks, not even ago.
But it's,
well, I guess by the time this comes out.
It's actually very strange how much has changed in that small amount of time frame. So you know how like when you're watching a Netflix show, it wraps and then a new season starts? But you're watching that within a 5-minute time frame, like from the last episode to the first episode, and everybody looks so different. You're like, "What the? What just happened?"
They like, all got new haircuts.
Everybody got filler. Yeah. Like, they got their Botox done.
They've lost weight. They've gained weight. Yeah,
it's crazy. So I think we went through kind of the same thing because shit looks real different. Season 2.
Yeah. Yeah. What's happened? What's changed, Tiffany? Tell us some updates. What's going on in your life?
Okay. So we'll start with me and then we'll get into Lowe's stuff. So with me, first things first, I'm finally launching my brand that I have been working on nonstop for the last 4 months. So long story short, when COVID hit last year, I was in the midst of launching a beauty concierge service that was like event planning. And then COVID hit. And then you can't start an event-based company when you're in a global pandemic. So before I spent too many marketing dollars and putting my, you know, all my eggs in one basket, I just literally threw that idea into the wastebasket and was like, that's not gonna work.
And she started a podcast with me.
And then it was really cool though, because that, I'm using the same brand. I'm not going to talk about it yet because I haven't full blown launched, but that same brand, same name turned into something kind of transitioned with me from a more beauty based brand into something more mindset. And I think that's really like the change I've gone through myself. And so I'm really excited that my new brand is really encompassing all the changes, and it really is catering to where I started on my spiritual and personal development journey, you know, 2 years ago. So I think it's really cool that I'm getting to help people that are like, you know,
going through
little Tiffany. So I'm kind of helping that girl back in the day, like what I would have needed in order to expedite the process that I kind of have gone through the last 2 years, because it's hard to figure out what it is that you need in order to be successful.
Yeah.
Up your career, be a better mom, be a better friend, all that stuff. So I'm really excited about that. So
wait, so that's when are you coming launching? Out soon. When are you launching? Officially.
Technically, I'm officially okay. I have put I just almost said it. Okay. It's in the universe right now. So technically I have an Instagram that has a post on it, which is what is I would call officially in the universe, but I haven't attached it to my personal self yet. So it's out mm-hmm. there, but I'm not pushing it out if through my channel just yet. You're going to have to bleep out that first word I just used.
No, we can give them a little hint, sneak peek. It wasn't even a word. It was a sound.
It's going to be easy to find if they heard that. But anyways, probably by the time that this comes out, I will have attached myself to it.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to see you attach yourself to that publicly.
Yes. Okay. Very excited. Then on, that was the first thing.
Okay.
The second thing is that I am launching a lot of new stuff through my personal brand. So I've always wanted to have, what date is this airing? Okay. The 25th. On the 25th. Mm-hmm. So my stuff will be out by then. So this Saturday I'm launching I've always wanted to start a blog, and it's for one reason or another, I'm always just like busy with other stuff. So mm-hmm. I'm launching a huge spring series for my blog, and it basically is going to give you all the tools you need to start your spring, because mm-hmm. season changes are difficult, whether or not we want to accept it or not. Cause like we're excited about the spring, but going into a new season is hard. It's like people get a little anxious and you're not sure what to change, if your routine should change. And yes, your routine should change. Everything should change with the seasons. What time you go to bed, what time you wake up, your fitness routines, your nutrition, your beauty, your skincare, literally everything should shift a little bit. And that's kind of like how you never get stale. You're always constantly flowing with the earth. Mm-hmm. And really, if you think about it, like that's like the basis mm-hmm. for life.
Maybe that would help with seasonal depression as well.
For sure.
Oh Lord.
Okay. So those are the changes I'm going through.
Okay. That's it. Nothing else happened. I'm not suggesting anything specifically. She just looked at me like, wait, what do you want me to say?
Okay, no, those are pretty big for me. So I'm launching a new brand and then I'm rebranding technically my personal brand. Okay. So all of that.
No big deal. Just a full Tiffany rebrand. And new brand.
And a new brand. So a new company, and then I'm rebranding myself. That's there's been a lot going on. I've been a busy woman.
Yeah. Been a busy woman. That is for damn sure. Well,
and also Lauren's had a lot of stuff going on too.
You know, I've had a lot of life changes. Like the first week of March, I found out I got let go from my job. So there's that. So obviously full panic mode went hardcore. My job is now to find another job. So I actually did end up not even a week and a half later, after literally interviewing for 8 different companies, which is a lot easier to do, I will say, when everything is digital. Mm-hmm. I also didn't hate that all the interviews were on Zoom or whatever other kinds of video platforms, because mm-hmm. I feel like I was able to actually like schedule things back to back and not have to worry about what I'm wearing or how many resumes I have printed out or, going.
Did you find that it was less personal because everything was over, or do you find that you were able to connect pretty easily?
I feel like it was more personal actually for myself, but that's kind of how I felt at least. And also a lot of these jobs I was interviewing for are going to be remote anyway, even after COVID. So it's that's kind of how I would always be interacting with these people. So I did end up finding a job, accepting a job offer. So that's exciting. Why? What's funny?
No. I don't know why I just started laughing. I mean, I do know why, but I just interrupted your thought. I'm fucking sorry.
I'm glad that my...
I'm just imagining if you were wearing pants, and I don't know why I was just thinking about you wearing this nice top and then literally wearing no pants on these interviews.
I'm not wearing no pants, but I'm definitely wearing pajama bottoms or shorts. Yeah.
You did not wear professional pants.
Oh God, no. I haven't worn professional pants. In years, actually, because at my old job, I would not wear really professional pants. I would just wear nice
leggings,
not leggings. I would just wear nice pant, jeans or whatever, mm-hmm. Or discolored skinny jeans. So I have not worn real work pants in years. So I'm kind of glad that I don't have to do that now, because I'll be working from home forever. But
so did you find that made you feel less professional or more empowered?
It made me feel less nervous. It felt less that. It felt less I'm wearing clothes. Because, you know, when you do interviews, it's like you wear clothes. You're not always comfortable in those clothes, like, which is always blows my mind about the workplace too. Unless you're like seeing clients and stuff on a regular basis. Like, I don't understand why you need to like dress up at work, really. Because I'm like, unless you just like wearing that kind of stuff. But for women, it's, I feel like a lot, it's a lot harder. Things fit a lot differently in the workwear attire section and everything's like a little bit tighter, I feel like, and they have like no give to any of these materials unless they're
Yeah, you're right. You know what? We should start a movement.
I have seen, I can't
movable,
remember. The, well, there is something like workwear. That. I can't remember what the brand is right off the top of my head, but like they do have, it's like basically yoga pants or like that kind of stretch.
Okay, yeah, I think
like,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but they're work pants. But I'm like, how would that work? And also, it's going to make my butt look like I'm in yoga pants because that's not professional. What I want to destroy.
Whatever.
Work, you know?
Oh my God, don't even get me started. Okay, so the job that you ended up landing, did you get your first pick?
Yeah, actually, I did. And it's
Shut up.
Yeah. So it's, it's going to be basically the same thing I was doing.
I'm saying that
before.
Like I.
It's going to be basically the same thing I was doing before, just for a different company with a little bit more money and more flexibility and just a lot better situation in general.
Okay. So basically you just dumped like an ugly short guy and you got a hot.
Listen, I did actually like working at the place I was working at, but it just, I don't know if anyone out there has been furloughed and came back to their job, but I did not anticipate that being as difficult as it was because I was really good at my job before COVID. And like when I came back, it was just a whole different energy. Like,
but I mean, technically you're in sales and COVID really has put a kibosh on sales.
And I'm in staffing. So it's not the best time to be in staffing because not a lot of people are hiring. So
yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
But I think that everything happens for a reason. And
yeah, no, I agree. I fully agree. So I think
now
this
you got
will at least
hotter, taller guy.
We love that. Yeah. And I get to be home all the time.
See you later.
Yeah. My cat blue. Yeah. My cat blue is now my permanent coworker. So that's cute for us.
That is cute.
Yeah. But anyway,
okay, so
that was probably the biggest life update that happened. Oh, I also got a COVID vaccine. Yay. I've been wanting one of those.
Okay, now that we're, let's talk about what are your thoughts on an able-bodied person getting the vaccine? Did you wait and make sure that there was enough available
for that
group or whatever? Because I know there's a lot of like back and forth about healthy people shouldn't be getting the vaccine first unless there's like run over for that day because it does expire after a certain amount of time. They have to throw it away.
Well, I do have an underlying condition. So that would be why I got it. Really helped that. And also, and I also did have COVID before and it was really bad and I am like so fucking scared to get that again. And like, so I think this has also helped a lot with my just anxiety overall.
You were taken down for a minute when you had COVID.
Yeah. I mean, it took me a few months to even like after I was done being sick and tested like negative again, like it took me a few months after that just to even get back to my normal, like energy level. It was just, and I still, if I'm like go on a hike or something, like I have to stop like way more than I would have before. But yeah, so
all the have findings inhaler about now.
It's all fun. Damn. I take medicine.
Crazy.
Yeah. Every day I have to take new medicine. I can't remember what it's called. It starts with an M, but yeah, it's been great. So don't recommend getting COVID. Please go get the vaccine when you can.
Yeah. So all of the findings are pretty scary about the long-term ramifications of having COVID in certain people, you know, just like the memory loss, the brain issues, the lung issues. Mm-hmm. It's really scary. And we still don't know what's actually going to happen long-term.
Yeah.
We won't know for a while.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I'm by no stretch an anti-vaxxer, but I really fucking hate shots. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this is the first time I've ever gotten a shot, and finger pricks included in this. Mm-hmm. Honestly, finger pricks really fucking hurt. I don't care what people say, but, I've never not cried getting a shot until I got this one.
Our baby's growing up.
It was also, it happened really fast. I didn't even get out of my car, you know? So it was like kind of just, I don't know.
Well, yeah, that comfort level. Like you technically could have been wearing pajama shorts and nobody would have ever known.
Well, they would have known because they were reaching over to like get my arm, you know?
But it wouldn't matter at that point, you know?
No, no one cares if you're in pajama bottoms. No one cares. But yeah.
Okay, so that's cool. When do you go for your second one?
By the time this comes out, I should be like a few days away from getting my second one.
How long do you have to wait in between each shot?
They say 21 days. Which I thought 2 weeks, but I guess it's 21 days. I guess just to be safe.
Well, that's exciting. Days.
Yeah, I'm so excited. But anyway, they're also saying a lot of studies right now are saying if you have COVID, if you had it before, there's a possibility that it's still being worked out. But it's possible that people who've had COVID before might only end up needing one vaccine instead of two. Which would be so great if that becomes a thing, because there'd be so much extra vaccine. Then it's acceptable
to like a lot of more. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah.
And more people will probably be likely to get it if they only had to do it once, you know?
And then that just means we're one step closer to getting the fuck out of all this bullshit.
Yes. Yes. That's true.
Okay. Speaking of bullshit. Okay. Yep. I am giving everybody a dose of hope right now. Right.
She's
here.
Giving you the hope vaccine.
Okay. So
that was dumb.
You know, you're just full of one-liners. Okay.
Yeah.
So you know how every January 1 is a new year. Mm-hmm. It's a new beginning, quote, a new beginning. But then every single time Jan 1 rolls around, you're just like, what the fuck after a week? Like what is even happening? Why have I decided to revamp my life
in the dead of winter, of
fucking winter. Okay. Please explain to me why that makes any sense. With this being said, number one, winter,
I feel the exact same,
is a time for reflection, hibernation, resting, relaxing, rejuvenating your whole body, mm-hmm. making sure that your temple is happy and healthy and ready to jump into the spring for the fertile months. Now, please tell me why on January 1st, when you're in the middle of winter, which is supposed to be your rejuvenation period, mm-hmm. why are we deciding that we need to change everything we're doing and start have a fresh start? Mm-hmm. Is that not just setting us up for failure?
Yeah, that's why it's like a joke having a New Year's resolution, because you're like, it's not going to happen, you know? But then I feel like different. You don't feel different. It's still gross and muggy outside. And I feel like it's always raining on New Year's for whatever reason. It's freezing cold. And like, you know, I have a theory. It's not fun.
Okay. I have a theory about this.
Okay.
I believe.
Dramatic pause.
This is really going to go against my branding. Not. Okay. Because this is inevitably my whole being believes that mm-hmm. women and lower upper middle class in general are typically given society standards to follow in order to stay suppressed and oppressed just a little bit, mm-hmm. not all the way, you know, enough to make us feel like we're doing good, but we're never doing as good as the man.
But you don't want us to know that we're being like that.
Right. So like, fun fact, we didn't start doing the new year on January 1 until the Romans changed the calendar to the Julian calendar.
Okay.
Do you know when spring was before, I mean, when New Year was before that? I just told you.
Uh-oh, I'm going to say spring for 100, please.
Okay, so the Babylonians before that, actually, the New Year was March 20th.
Yeah.
Depending on March 20th, March 21st, depending on where you are in the Northern Hemisphere.
Right.
So if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, spring is in March. So Julius Caesar comes in and fucking changes it to Jan 1. Now, please tell me.
We should totally just stab Caesar.
Okay, please tell me why we would change our fresh start and our new year mm-hmm. from spring, which is like the epitome of endless possibilities. We're blooming. We're, you know, we're fertile. We're doing all this shit. Why would we change that to the dead of winter if we were not trying to oppress the general population just a little bit?
Okay. You know, I can't, I don't have an answer for you because I think that is what's happening.
Okay. And I could be totally wrong, you know, because my, I think my view on oppression is that it stems from society norms over a long, long period of time. So I think it's just instilled in us that like we have to believe what is kind of going on because somebody says so.
Okay.
But then when you learn like, okay, we used to spring, I mean, the new year used to be different. And then it makes sense.
Yeah. And I would actually way rather have a new year celebration in the spring. Because I feel like that, it, I mean, it's like also the astrological new year as well. Cause that's like when
starts.
Aries starts and that's like
literally starts March 20th.
Yeah. That's the first sign in the zodiac. So I think it's like everything aligns with that. And also like,
we're one of the only cultures that uses January 1 as the new year. So like a lot of other, typically Eastern or very spiritual cultured communities still use spring as the new year.
And you can literally like feel the air and the earth and everyone's attitude like shifting. And like it makes
you
want to
do. As soon as you walk out in the morning, you get a buzz.
You're like, oh shit, I'm feeling the sun right now.
That is Mother Earth talking to you.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I just believe that January 1 is just setting us up for failure. So what I'm doing right now is giving you permission to make March 20th, which is already passed.
Yeah. The whole week, right now, March 20th. It's your New Year's.
So right now, when you're listening to this, this is your new start. This is the new 2021. And we are killing this bitch.
Yeah.
We are.
The days are longer. You have more hours of daylight. Oh, it's the best.
Okay. Speaking of, so because spring is technically on the vernal equinox, do you know what the word equinox actually means?
I'm going to go with like something to do with the equator.
Close.
Okay.
Equal? It does equal.
Oh yeah. So aren't there like equal?
Day and night is equal.
Yeah.
So like you have just as much daytime as you do nighttime. So like you have just as much play as you do rest, which is a perfect time to get your shit together and start having fun.
Yeah.
Then it's when you get further into summer.
Well, it's nice because you also, most people work all day. And so it's like, by the time you're done with work, it's like in the winter, it's like, if you get done at 5 with work, like, which I never really did, but like, if you get done at 5, you have like what, 10, 15 minutes of not even the full sun. It's like, you know, by the time you, I mean, hopefully people working from home more, so like they'll maybe get out more, but then they would have.
Well, I mean, we're supposed to follow the sun. You're supposed to wake up with the sun. And when the sun goes down, you're supposed to be resting.
Right.
Either slowing down your day, turning things off. So that's why in winter, we can't be like fucking starting new workout routines. You're supposed to be resting.
But we can in the spring.
Yes.
Will
so
we?
This is it.
Don't know.
But okay. So a couple of things. A lot of times people don't actually get that feeling of spring buzz when spring actually comes, mostly because people are inside too much. So their body isn't recognizing that it's time to like turn on, you know? So if today you don't feel like you have that buzzy energy, you just got to start spending a couple more minutes outside and then it comes and then you get your fresh start and then you do the things.
Isn't there a thing, I think we maybe talked about it on this podcast, or maybe me and you have talked about it before, but like if you go outside first thing in the morning or something.
Oh yeah. I talked to you about that.
Yeah. But do you have to be like hitting the sun, or do you have to actually be like, is it
so just being, okay. So just being outside when you first wake up, it doesn't have to be immediately. And it doesn't have to be like when the sun first comes up.
Okay.
It is good to wake up with the sun, but if you're outside and get any amount of rays from the sun, even if there is no sun visible, if it's raining or cloudy, just being in direct contact with the rays increases all of your good hormones by like something like 500%.
Okay.
So if you make sure that at least 20 minutes every day in the front end of your day, 20 minutes outside, you're just going to be much happier. So
also, why not do it? I just realized too that the sun comes up way later in the spring. It's like, literally, I just looked it up. Tomorrow's sunrise is happening at 7:42 a.m., which just seems like a way, way more realistic time for me to also be waking up.
Okay, so we're back on, you know, normal time because we just moved forward an hour. Yes. Before...
Why do we even do daylight savings? It pisses me off. I hate it so much. Ugh.
So I understand why we do it, mostly for the safety of children getting on the school bus. I think that that's like a really great idea. But
cool, I guess.
For now, the kids. You're a monster.
We'll do it for the kids that I don't have, but whatever.
Yeah, I think when you start driving your kids to school and you when they change the time, you're like, oh wait, okay, it makes more sense for the kids that are walking out to the school bus and not pitch dark for an hour. It makes a little bit more sense, but.
I guess.
I also think that if that were the case, there should be seasonal changes to the calendar for school, you know, and work,
like hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, remember when we worked, at the first apartment complex together, they did do that. I remember it was like, we would
get that was the one thing they did right.
That was great. It was only 30 minutes, but it really made a difference. Honestly,
it does make a difference.
It was like 8:30 to 5:30 in the winter and then 9 to 6 in the spring.
Yeah.
It was great. I was still late, but it was great. But yeah, it was a lot better. I think if we're going to change the time like that, we should also change like the work time and the work
I agree.
All day for sure. But anyway, I'll get off my daylight savings soapbox.
I am on board with it. Yeah. I think there should be seasonal changes to the calendar, to the work time, to the school time. Everything will just flow a little bit easier. We can't keep the same time every single day for the full year. It makes no sense.
Doesn't make any sense. The sun doesn't do it. Why do I have to?
Exactly. You know, if we just followed the seasons and the nurturing nature of Mother Earth, everything would be easier.
Yeah. If we just let ourselves be nurtured by nature.
I know.
Yeah.
Full of these one-liners.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was my 2 cents on...
Yeah. Whatever you wanted to say, I guess.
Whatever I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Well, so we're excited.
Very exciting. Yeah.
Happy fucking New Year.
Happy fucking New Year. You know?
And you know what?
New season.
New season.
New podcast season.
I'm not cussing any less.
New brands.
But I will say that I am... Okay, apparently I was very triggered by one of the reviews that we got.
Like literally one.
Where they said I was monotone. And okay, I am a little monotone. I'm working on it. But I just was showing Lauren this app where I test my voice. This is not. But
it could be.
You know what? I actually may reach out to them now because I just learned a little something. You basically talk into the app and it tells you all of the things that you need to change. It's an artificial intelligence speech coach. And it did trigger that I was a little monotone.
Yeah.
So, I will say 2021, new year right now, I'm working on my monotone so that I am a little bit easier to listen to for our community. So
I think
I will not be changing my amount of cussing.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Fuck that.
I mean, I think people have said the opposite about me where I'm like a little all over the place and like I cut people off. That's not something I can learn really from a speech app. I think that has to do more with the inner thing with my own brain. But
that control. Like,
well, that, but also I think a lot of it has to do with like just having ADD, like just having dealing with that. And like I kind of didn't realize I was like this until I found this other, which we need to get this person on the podcast. I should reach out to her because she seems really cool. But she has ADD and she always talks about it. She's like on TikTok and her Instagram and stuff.
And that's super cool.
Yeah. I need to send it to you. Cause she's really funny too. But I was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense as why I'm always would cut people off. My mom is the same thing. Like my whole family is kind of like that. So maybe I just come from a long line of ADD people. But yeah, I mean, it's like it's more of like an anxiety thing where if I don't say something right now, I will forget what I said. And I never take into consideration that maybe the other person is feeling the same way. If I interrupt.
Look at your growth. Oh my God. I can't. Okay. Just in general, we as a duo, I feel like we have learned and grown so much since the first season. I just feel like a different person. I think it has a lot to do with all the cool people we interviewed in the first season.
Yeah.
And with that being said, we're going to have a lot of really cool people throughout the season.
Yay. Also, please send us, if you come across cool people that you think would be like fit into this podcast, like send them our way, because we would love to reach out to them and try to get them on, or somebody like them if we can't reach out to them exactly, if they're too famous. But
okay, wait. And then second thing, I just want to circle back to Lauren and I were both just joking about the two negative reviews that we had. Okay, I want to take a second to say thank you for the 99% of people who have left really amazing, yes, well thought out reviews.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to add in some cool things for review shout outs.
Yes. And we're still kind of working it out, but we do want to do something. Cause so we want you guys to review, not just because like we're doing a giveaway or something. Like we want you to review like basically on the episode. Cause you can review, at least on Apple, I know you can review like multiple times. I've done that, mm-hmm, from other podcasts that I like, you know, if there's like a certain episode that really resonated with you, like we want to know that. And we do get DMs that are like people saying these things. And mm-hmm, I feel like, I'm like, I can't, I feel like I would sound like such an asshole if I was like, oh, cool, can you like write that on
our like copy and paste that into review?
Yeah, like, can you just send that into our reviews? Thanks. But because like it means a lot whether you DM us or whether you do a review, but just saying like for our numbers, like for our podcast, like to be the successful, as successful as we want it to be, like, and trust me, we got big freaking plans, y'all. We got big plans.
2021 goals are big.
Yeah, Tiffany's trying to start a cult, basically, and this is how she's doing it. So congrats. You're our first members.
I don't know why, but I researched what Scientology actually was last week, and I was like, but the concept of what they believe, and I don't know if this is actually true, but I was like, wait, I think I might be Scientologist.
Oh, no. That Super Bowl commercial really got you, huh?
I'm like, am I? Is this my true path?
I mean, honestly, okay, that's a slippery slope for you, Tiffany, because you live like right near one.
I pass it every day on a walk.
Yeah, so I don't know.
It's calling me.
And you're walking. Oh my God, if you see someone outside, they're going to be like, hey, do you want to come in? And you'll be like, yeah, why not? What's the harm? I'll see what this is about.
Okay, but they believe that your reality is shaped, is changed by traumas in your life, and that you have to get rid of the fixation on the trauma so that you can live a more healthy life. What the fuck is wrong with that? Does that not sound true?
No, but like they also believe in a lot of other like weird stuff. Like, hold on,
I also believe in a lot of weird stuff.
No, like weirder, like scary kind of.
I'm kidding.
Stuff.
Okay, y'all, I'm not really vouching for Scientology.
I don't even know. I'm trying to look up something right now that would say like just quick, like what are these crazy things?
Yeah, you can't find them. Anything.
Well, no, I can, but it's like stuff I don't understand that I have to like actually read. So I just need to say like the headline. Like,
okay, aliens. We can't be Bell over birthed
by aliens.
We can't be reading right now.
No, no, no.
Doesn't like when the female reads too much.
Women, we should not read too much. Okay. Just
okay. I'm kidding. Totally.
I take that into account wholeheartedly because I have bought like 4 books in quarantine and I have not read any of them. I've started a few of them. I have not really read any of them though.
I'm reading a book right now that is honestly changing my life. But I say that about every book. Well,
that's interesting.
A lot of people have heard of it. It's called The Power of Now.
Okay.
And it's not anything new.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a book that I've read before that the first time I read it, it made no sense to me. And I think that now I am a little bit more conscious. It is like, what? Mm-hmm. My head is falling off of my body when I listen to the shit. It's like, what? This makes so much sense. I mean, the basic premise is that you have to be present in order to be happy. And
which is such an easy thing to say, but it's like so much harder to actually do.
Dude, being present is the hardest thing I've ever. I mean, okay, so when you're meditating, that's basically you're trying to be in a state of presence. You're not thinking about the past and you're not thinking about the future. So the concept of time itself is really what makes people have anxiety, depression, sadness, fear, because your whole sense of self is based off of like past experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about past experiences, you feel scared or fearful. And then when you think about the future, it's the unknown. So you're scared and you're fearful and you have anxiety. So yep. when you're constantly thinking about the past, which you're usually thinking about the negative things in the past, mm-hmm. or you're thinking about the future, which is unknown, you're in this constant cycle of just being like, what the fuck? Oh my God, that happened to me. Like I am totally jaded and cynical because I had mm-hmm. a shitty past, but then I also don't know what's going to happen in the future. So like, what the fuck do I do? And it is this yep. constant, like you're just controlled by your mind. So being present is really like stopping the chaos in your mind mm-hmm. and being in this exact moment, because that's all that you have. And people used to say that the only thing you truly had was this moment. And I didn't even understand what that meant. You're until like, yeah, I actually, okay. I'm like, cool. Yeah. Like yeah, we only have this moment. You could die tomorrow. Okay. But seriously, you could fucking die tomorrow. And then you yeah. have nothing else except for that moment that you took for granted.
Yeah.
I will say, and then you were so worried about the next thing.
I think COVID, if it's, I mean, again, there's not a lot of pros with COVID, but I think that's kind of one of them. I think for me, at least, I've realized I need to definitely be more present. I miss, you know, the things that I took for granted in my life, where I just could do whenever I wanted to, like going to the store without a freaking mask, you know, mm-hmm. like smiling at somebody or mm-hmm. not smiling at somebody, you yeah. know? So So, I mean, I think I agree with that. Hopefully it's hard, that's though. Something we can all kind of get better at as we start.
I think
to open
honestly,
up a little
everybody
bit.
Is really, maybe in my circle, I'm feeling like I have noticed so many more people being self-aware and yeah. conscious and intentional. And I don't know if that's just because I mm-hmm. run in a circle of very
no, I personally feel the same way. Or at least people who are like open to learning about these things. Because mm-hmm. I have friends who listen to this podcast that like don't, you know, even know anything about this kind of stuff, and they're asking me questions about it like, this is so interesting, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, I think people who weren't really like that kind of person before, you know, like the whole a woo-woo whatever kind of person, like people mm-hmm. are more open to learning about these things now.
So, but it's awesome, because yeah. once you see these things, you can't ever unsee them. You can't unlearn yeah. them once. So like, it's a cool path. Like mm-hmm. once you start learning that there are tips and tricks to being happier and more present,
yeah,
you don't ever just unlearn them. It's like no. you know them, and then you know them forever.
You can practice them and or not, but you can't unlearn it.
You can't unlearn
oh,
it.
Oh my God, I just lost the game. Wait, do you not know what the game is?
No.
Oh, well, do you want to know? Because it's one of those things where once you play, even if you know about it, you're always playing, even if you don't want to be playing for the rest of your life.
Unless I'm thinking about nothing and being present.
And you cannot win.
Okay, I don't want to know this. Okay, I'm trying to win in my real life.
Well,
I don't
anyone
like
who
playing
knows
a game.
Anyone who knows.
La, 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 la.
No, but listen,
I'm not listening.
No,
I don't want to know. No,
listen,
no.
I'm not
no,
talking no. to you. I'm talking to the people that know what the game is. I'm so sorry. And if you don't know what the game is, DM us and I will let you know.
But
if you want to be involved,
do it on Lawrence. I don't want to know about it.
Yeah, message me on my personal.
She just tried to light a match right underneath my brain, right in front of me. Like I
can't
wasn't
help
even
it.
Here.
That's one of the rules. Ugh, I can't even tell you the rules that
tell
like,
me nothing.
What the game is.
I don't want to.
That's one of the rules. If you think about it, I don't know. Whatever.
Yep. Exactly. I don't want to. It sounds like torture.
I'm just gonna say, if you know what the
I'm
game
already
is,
an analytical
you know,
vertigo.
And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay. Yeah. And on that note, I think that's a good point to wrap it up.
Okay. And exciting news. So from now going forward. All of our episodes are going to be like 30 to 45 minutes. So they're going to be jam packed full of like really great information.
Yeah.
More A material, less rambling on and on, even though there are really great moments, but we're going to keep, these like action packed, fun filled, springy, big titty energy.
Yes.
We're doing it.
Love that. Love that.
By the way, I recoined big dick energy to big titty energy, because I feel like, you know, the ladies in the back and the ladies in the front.
Yeah, you don't have to have big boobs to have big titty energy.
You're just like focusing that, yeah, you have boobies. Open up your heart center, your chakra.
Anyone can have big titty energy.
Yeah.
Men, women, anywhere you identify, you can have big titty energy.
Exactly. Because everybody technically has titties. Okay, hold on.
Oh,
why? Why is that not a thing? Why do guys have to have, okay, don't.
Are we getting on a free the nipple?
We're not even, don't even get me.
Are we about to get on a free the nipple rant?
I was just thinking, you know, why, never mind.
Yeah, why actually, ours has been sexualized and not theirs?
I wasn't going there, but that is a big, I don't actually follow that, except I will get locked up if I'm not wearing a shirt out in public, but I definitely don't wear a bra most of the time.
Yeah, no, I definitely do. But I feel more comfortable that way.
Yeah, that's your choice.
Yeah.
And you get to make it.
Yeah. She's got a lot of thoughts going on.
She's like, if you could see my face.
An hour longer.
Me ranting and raving about feminist things. But
the whole next hour is going to be about free the nipple.
Honestly, that is just fucked up if you think about it.
I mean, I agree. I fully agree with that. I don't get it.
Female nipples should not be
sexualized. The female body in general. The female body in general. The fact that I can't wear spaghetti straps. I can't wear spaghetti straps in class as a 15-year-old, but you guys can?
I don't think guys can wear spaghetti straps in school now.
I mean, guys don't wear spaghetti straps. But they can wear like tank tops. They did.
I don't think they can now.
They did when I was in school. And we would get in trouble. I never wore spaghetti straps, but I would wear like basically the same kind of thing, tank tops. And yeah, we'd always get in trouble. So
my thing is here's my gripe. When you're at the beach and guys are running around showing their fucking nipples to everybody, why can I not do the same thing?
It's true.
And most women are not going to feel comfortable not showing their nipples because we have been oppressed for hundreds of years.
In this episode, I hope if you listen again and use it as a drinking game, every time Tiffany talks about oppression or suppression, take a big swig. I'm here for that. We'll talk about it all day.
I talk a lot about oppression, but honestly,
there's a lot of it going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's really cool though, because we're really waking up to a lot of these things that people are asking, why is this a rule and why is this a standard?
It almost always is.
You know what? Normally, what the good fucking answer is? Because a man said so.
Or because I don't want to make men uncomfortable. Like, dumb. Okay. Dumb.
All right.
Anyway.
This is all stuff that we will talk about, but we're keeping this episode hot and fresh.
Yes. And yeah, and we also have a new intro, outro song, which I hope you guys like. Gosh.
And then episode 2 is going to be super fun because we're basically going to tell you how you can fuck up your April with your astrology sign. So we're going to give you a step-by-step guide for every sign and how to crush
not
it
to
and
suck also, in April.
Also how you can mess it up.
Yeah. How not to suck in April and how you might end up sucking in April.
Yeah. It's going to be funny, fun, and also very helpful.
Fun, fresh, fabulous.
Funky.
Information. I was trying to come up with a word for information. Yeah. Information.
Facts.
I was like, what's another word that's an F word that's for information? I guess facts would be that. All right. Anyway.
Okay.
Taglines are definitely our forte. And please rate, review, subscribe. Please, we love to see it. It makes us very happy. And yeah.
Right now, I am going to manifest that we have the greatest season 2 and that we will totally be able to say you have permission to exit together.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, guys. You now.
Yeah. We got to figure out what we're going to say in the beginning of it, I guess. Okay, you go. You go. You talk. I'll join in on permission to enter.
Okay, guys. Thank you for a beautiful first episode of season 2. You now have permission.
Tiffany, you stopped.
Because you hadn't started yet. Okay, guys.
Okay.
Okay, fucking leave. You have permission to exit.
Just please go. Okay. We're going to work on that.
Okay, you now have 1, 2, 3, go. Exit. You now have permission to
permission
exit. You have permission to exit. You have permission to exit.
If you haven't left, just go.
You okay? But stick around because our song's coming up.
It's already.
Yeah, we came a long way. That's what the song say. And I could do all things. I could do all things. Yeah, I could do all things. Yeah. We came a long way. That's what the song say. And I could do all things. I could do all things. I can do all things. Yeah. I'm not afraid of the moment. I'm not afraid. I can't hold it. I gotta show up. Gotta get up in the morning. I gotta do it for Kobe. Lately I'm zoning. Lately I know where I'm going. Taking whatever control is. Show me opponents. Show me opponents. I got a gift and I'm starting to own it. Yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can
can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things. Yeah, yeah, we came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. And I can do all things. And I can do all things. Yeah, yeah, we came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah, we came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. Shout to the city that raised me. Shout to the people that made me. I'm from the 80s. I don't think mumbling wavy. I grew up like on a Jay-Z. Maybe I'm crazy. I ain't been wondering lately. Feel like it's there for the taking. Feel like I'm good with the changes. Know who I am. And that's the most dangerous statement. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Man, I can do all things. Yeah, yeah.
I check the scoreboard. Know what I'm good for. When I check the scoreboard, man, I'm thinking 2-4. Man, that's what I'm good for. Yeah, yeah. When I check the scoreboard, I know what I'm good for. When I check the scoreboard, man, I think I'm 2-4. And I know what I'm good for. Yeah, yeah. Cause we came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Man, I can do all things. Yeah.